Welcome back to EcoTalk. I'm Betsy Rosenberg, and joining me for this segment is Frank O'Donnell, president of Clean Air Watch. Couple of times been on EcoTalk in the past to talk about air pollution and so many related issues. And this is really an interesting topic. It's lawnmowers, something you may not think about as a real pollution hazard, but it certainly is. And it's even being compared to the American car. And we know where that's gotten us. And we're going to find out more about what's at stake, what's underway, and what you need to know as a consumer to if you're not actually the owner of a green lawn yourself. And most eco-minded people would not have such a thing because, of course, it takes lots of water and pesticide. And if you have a lawnmower, well, it's even more reason to feel guilty. So we may change your mind if you're thinking about moving to a home with a lawn or growing one. So without further delay, let's bring Frank O'Donnell in to tell us about an article that recently came our way. It's called A Greener Way to Cut the Grass Runs Afoul of a Powerful Lobby. And the story starts out, and this was in the New York Times a few days ago. Some have automatic transmissions, drink holders, electrical outlets, that staple of the American suburb. The lawnmower now has many features of a late model car, except a catalytic converter, a muscular piece of anti-pollution engineering, at least not yet. So, Frank, is this in the works for lawnmowers coming soon to a mower near you?
Well, we hope so, Betsy. There's a real need to clean up lawnmowers, and I'll explain why and how much pollution they put out. The problem right now is that one company, a company called Briggs & Stratton, which is the biggest lawnmower maker in the world, and its senator, Senator Kit Bond of Missouri, have been fighting to try to prevent the government essentially from having cleaner lawnmowers on the market. Now, the reason we care about this is that lawnmowers are a major source of smog, technically called ozone. And it give you a kind of an idea how much they put out. State of California has the most accurate up-to-date statistics on this. And in the state of California, lawnmowers put out about one-third as much pollution in the aggregate as do all the cars on the road in California. This is smog-forming pollution.
Wow.
That's kind of a staggering figure, and it's even worse if you think that cars typically run all the time and lawnmowers only run once a week or something like that. So on the days when the lawnmowers are running, they're probably an even bigger percentage of the pollution pie. And we're not talking about trivial things here. We're talking about smog, as you know, triggers asthma attacks. It's one of the reasons we see a lot of problems with kids with asthma. We know from medical research that on days with high smog, we see increased emergency room visits and increased hospital admissions. University of Southern California researchers have even found evidence it may cause asthma. For example, they've found higher levels of asthma among kids who live near the freeway. And more recently, scientists have found even a link between smog and heart attacks and premature death and even things that we wouldn't consider dire issues but are serious ones to the people involved, like mail carriers, for instance, have been found to have weaker lungs if they're carrying the mail in areas with high smog levels. So it's a serious public health issue. And one that we really ought to try to make some progress about.
So is there a solution? Can catalytic converters or the equivalent be put in lawnmowers? And if so, why aren't they being?
Well, the folks who work in the industry, who work at companies that make catalytic converters, there's a company called Johnson Matthey Corporation, for example, or Engelhardt, they believe it's fairly easy to put catalytic converters on lawnmowers. In fact, in Europe today, a lot of lawnmowers do, in fact, have catalytic converters. They're not big things. They're probably about the size of a golf ball. They cost only a couple of dollars by themselves. It costs a little bit more to do all the attachments. But they think it is entirely possible to do it. So do the officials in the state of California, and so now do the officials at the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. And if we did have catalytic converters on the lawnmowers, we could see a significant reduction in the smog-forming pollution that comes out of a lawnmower.
Now, I understand the opponent's biggest argument is that this could be a fire hazard if they didn't make them just the way they are now. Is that correct?
Well, that's the argument that Briggs & Stratton and Senator Bond have raised. The argument essentially is if you put a baby catalytic converter on a lawnmower, it might increase the risk of a fire starting when you run it over dry grass and that sort of thing. We heard the same kind of arguments in the 70s, those of us who are old enough to remember this, about cars, saying don't park your car over leaves or something like that. The catalytic converter will set the fire off. And that was pretty much a red herring, I think, by the opponents of it. And the EPA, US EPA, has found that this is a red herring argument also.
Or at least a green herring in this case.
Well, a green herring. They did a lot of testing, and they found, in fact, that in most cases, the engines that were equipped with the catalytic converters were actually cooler than the ones that just had a standard muffler. And so, in fact, they found there was no fire risk, and the Consumer Product Safety Commission agreed. Senator Bond and this Briggs & Stratton company are still arguing about this and still saying they think there's a problem. And we still may have another big fight in Congress if they try to delay the cleanup.
Okay, we just have about 30 seconds more, Frank. What can our listeners do if they're outraged by this information you're giving, these facts that I didn't know about, how polluting lawnmowers can be?
Well, I think that they should contact some of the key players in this in Congress, Senator Bond of Missouri, Senator Dianne Feinstein of California, who wants to promote progress in cleaning up lawnmowers. If you come to our website, www.cleanairwatch.org, we'll tell you how to get in touch with them and give you other information as well, if that's helpful.
I like DiFi's comment to Briggs & Stratton. You can learn from the dinosaur, mutate, or you're gone. Thanks for joining us, Frank O'Donnell, president of Clean Air Watch, always up to some interesting issues. And we'll be back right after these messages. You're listening to EcoTalk, and find us on the web at ecotalk.net.